everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is May 14th. And we're doing another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Pacone. Today's topic is What We Do. And the quote is from Georgia O'Keeffe. Where I was born and where and how I have lived is unimportant. It is what I have done with where I have been that should be of interest. Some people we know are always telling new acquaintances where they were born, where they went to college, where they live now, as if these things were evidence of their importance. But what have they really done? A degree from the most prestigious university doesn't make anyone a success. Being born into a family of accomplishment may be an advantage, but it doesn't guarantee success. What exactly is success? I think that being here right now is a success. It is, because it means something to you to be here. And I think that's pretty cool. But that's what I think. What do you think a success is? We do judge and we do look at people and think about their accomplishments. Does that actually mean that they're a success? If we define success as what someone accomplishes, then I suppose that's the case. But that's not really what we look at as a success. Or do we? Where they were born. You know, we also need to take in consideration, too, the manipulation of information. Because anybody can buy a title. Anybody can buy pretty much anything. So it gives a false impression of success, an illusion, if you will, then that other people see that shiny object and say, oh, it's got to be real, when it's not. But what does success mean? What does it mean? What does it mean to be successful? What does it mean? I've been thinking about a few things, especially since I'm recording this episode before Mother's Day, and May 14th is Mother's Day. And what I was thinking about was doing a separate episode about, you know, narcissistic mothers. And I want to say surviving. I don't really like the word survival. But getting out and doing more than surviving, actually living, healing, living, loving, laughing, just living. And I look at people in our community, I hear their stories, I listen, I listen to what they say, and I'm observant to what is not said, as well as what is said and how it's said. And you know what I think is pretty cool? We're talking about success right now. It's not what defines a person by what they do, because yes, if you were to say like, oh, hey, do you know so-and-so and what do they do? You know, I could say, well, I know what they do, right? What they do for a living. But that doesn't define who the person is. Every person that is in that community is a success. Every person that comes here that listens to this podcast is a success. And in some way, I'm a success. We're all a success because we're doing the exact thing that they said couldn't be done. We're doing the exact thing that needs to be done to free ourselves, to break cycles, and to give our legacy a chance. I think that's a success. I think that all of those things are very successful, more so than any prestigious degree, any title, and any position. I truly believe that. So let's go on with the affirmation. If I'm tempted to try to impress someone with my personal background, I'll stop and ask myself why I think this matters. Instead of trying to impress with my history, I will try to let people know who I am and what I stand for and what I stand for now. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's pretty gosh darn cool. This is a really good episode today, guys. Thank you so much for being here today. Oh my goodness. All right, you guys. Well, you know what's coming next. Drop us a line. Hit that subscribe button. Thank you for being here today. And remember, we're better together. We're stronger together. And take what resonates and go beyond.